Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is Four Center, a show about Star Wars, pop culture, and the ultimate adventure, life itself. I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
I'm Ken Napzok.
And I'm Jennifer Landa.
And with us today for this episode of Subjective Wars are two wonderful guests. They've been with us from our perspective as we record for about 90 minutes. But from your perspective as an audience watching Subjective Wars, they've been with us for weeks and it's beautiful and none of us have changed our clothes. Please welcome Alex and Molly Damon of Star Wars Explained.
Thanks for having us back. This t-shirt's starting to smell.
We'll wrap this one up quick. But if you're going to have a shirt that smells, this is a really good topic for it. This episode of Subjective Wars, where we pick two interesting things and force ourselves to decide between them on metrics we make up while we are discussing it. The topic today is Chalmers Cantina versus Garza Fwip's Sanctuary. There are so many wonderful things to discuss about the quality of these two establishments, where we might like to drink, where we might like to fight, whatever you can do in a bar. Molly, I would like to start with you. Is this a gut reaction that you have a favorite as we sort of test the waters here?
Not really a gut reaction. There's definitely pros and cons for both of these places for me. Typically, I love a dive bar, so naturally I will lean more towards Chaman's Cantina, but I feel like Garza Flip's Sanctuary is a lot more welcoming to a lot of different people. You know, I think she lets droids in, which is nice. and, yep. You know, she likes to keep it chill in there. She's not letting anybody start any fights. Mm. Everyone's in there to just chill and relax. So I like that vibe a lot. So this might be tough for me.
Yeah, there's extremely different attitudes toward fights. One is just screaming and diving for cover. The other is a proactive measure to stop it from Garza Flip. There's so much there to discuss. But yeah, the dive bar versus slightly classier joint is kind of at the heart, I think, of the decision. Ken, do you have a favorite going in? Are you like, you've lived with the Cantina for years, so it's hard to pick, or you're so in love with the Sanctuary? Where are you at?
I'm in love with the Sanctuary, man. I'm in love with the Sanctuary, and I'm just going to say it now. I'm in love with Garza Flip. Like, this is where I go. This is my spot. And I love Chums. And I'm like you too, Molly. I love a dive bar. I love a little spot where you can just hide in the shadows and see what's going on in the world. You know, I've never been in a bar fight. I don't want to be. But, you know, I wouldn't mind watching one every now and then. I've been up some spots in Santa Clarita where I was pretty sure those are just part of the admission fee is a bar fight. I'm leaning to new school here. Garza Flip Sanctuary.
And Alex, how about you? Do you have a leaning?
I feel pretty split on this. It's kind of like our discussion with the Falcon and the Ghost, where I like watching Chalaman's Cantina. I like being able to experience that vibe through my TV screen. Mm-hmm. I would not want to be in a dive bar like that. The dive bars we go to, everyone's like really pleasant and nice. I don't think I can handle going to that kind of dive bar.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Now, I know what you mean, but it is funny to me of like, let's all agree to have a very friendly, rough, dangerous place. Let's keep this rough, dangerous place friendly. We've all agreed. But I know what you mean. It's beer in a shot and it's dark and it's dank and, you know, yeah, nobody's putting on airs. Yeah.
So I would feel personally way more comfortable hanging out at the Sanctuary.
Okay. Mm. So you lean towards Sanctuary as your initial bias.
I feel pretty split. I think it just depends on how today's discussion goes.
Okay. Mm. All right. Alex is up for grabs, everybody. He can change his mind. Jennifer, how about you? What's your initial leaning?
I'm leaning towards Chalman's Cantina. I love a dive bar. I love that I can wear whatever I want. I feel like I have to dress up a little bit more when I go to Garza's. I feel like it's more of a special occasion. I'd want to have Valentine's Day dinner or celebratory whatever drinks there. Mm-hmm. But then we might go to Chalman's afterwards. I always come back to Chalman's. That's my neighborhood spot where I can just disappear in sweats.
Yeah. I wonder if that's what Chalaman's phrase. You can wear sweats.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great. When we were coming up with these topics, we came up with all the ones that we've recorded these and played over the last couple of weeks. I thought, hey, Ghost versus Falcon and the Cantina versus Sanctuary, those are real different topics. But now they're feeling similar to our discussion, as was pointed out, of like, do you want the old, broken down, full of charm thing from the original trilogy, or the actual nice thing from more modern Star Wars storytelling? This amazing coincidence. I Cantina, I have such deep love for the stories that happen there, and I do like dive bars. But these days, I would rather, when I go out, have a nice martini. And go to a place where, like, when I walk in, it's not even about the vibe. It's about literally, like, looking at the bar, the actual alcohol. Mm-hmm. Like, is this a place that has vermouth, which you need for a martini? And is it a place where if I ask the bartender to make a martini, they'll be like, sure, I have some ideas. Let me make you my special martini. Or, like Wu Hair, will they look at me like they want to murder me? Because what they do here is pull tabs and pour shots. And I've brought my fanciness, my unwanted fanciness, into their establishment. I feel like Wu Hair might just shoot me with a blaster if I ask for a martini.
It feels kind of like the Novotel bar where you ask them for a fancy drink and they're like, I don't think so. No. Let's get this moving.
We a two ingredients at most, and even though a martini only has two ingredients, that's still a step too far.
It's a craft cocktail more so. Garces offers craft cocktails, and Wooher's Place or Chalmers Cantina offers more like a Jack and Coke.
Yep.
You keep it simple and you keep it moving.
Yes.
You know?
And probably like a huge vat of pre-mixed Jack and Coke that Wooher mixed like 2 months ago. Is I gotta go stir the Jack and Coke.
Like, he's got some moonshine. He's got all sorts of stuff back there, which could be interesting.
Yep.
Now yeah, that I think the like cocktail aspect is definitely one that I feel like would also sway my opinion. Because Joseph, yeah, I agree with you. If I want like a nice cocktail, I'm gonna go to Garces. If I'm just there for a shot and a beer, I'm going to Chalmers.
Yeah, well, so. You're all unlocking like deep legend stories that I haven't thought about in forever, but in Tales from the Mos Eisley Cantina, I believe Wooher takes Greedo's head and puts it in something and makes a drink out of it. And that's a health code violation. I don't think anyone should be drinking what Wooher has a vat of.
Yeah. And Garce is not like using that Trandoshan's arms to stir things, not being like, hey, I wonder if I put this Trandoshan arm in this liquor, if it'll regrow something.
But price, think about you're going to pay double at Garce's versus, you know, at Chalmers. It's going to be a lot cheaper.
That's true.
Yeah.
For the Greedo head punch.
Yeah. The Greedo head punch. Yeah, I do. So I have a sanctuary bias, but now we're getting into the thick of which one we would rather go to. So that does seem to be our first natural metric. Ken, I think you're coming at this from a place of love of all of the storytelling at the sanctuary. Garza Fwip is an amazing character. Her speech to Chrysanthemum is beautiful, high mark Star Wars that I know you love. But for yourself, about if you really could walk through a magic portal and have a drink at either of these places, where are you going?
I am now currently going to Garces Sanctuary, without a doubt. Now, if they, you know, if Galaxy's Edge expanded and they had a real life cantina in there, we have the Scum and Villainy bar near us in Hollywood, which is loosely based off of the Mos Eisley Cantina. Chalmers there, and it's great. It's fun to go there. Great tater tots, by the way. I like going there, but I there's just something about the sanctuary that the word works, and you're right. I can't. It's hard to separate the storytelling. I do love the character of Garza Fwip and what she brings to the story. Tragic loss to the story, I think too. I just think she's a great new character. That speech is one of my favorite moments in the last 5 years of Star Wars. So I'm going there, but in trying to put it to real world, and me walking in there, you and I, Joseph, I'm sure it was going to come up at some point. I'll broach the subject first. You and I have a shared experience growing up of what Wooher and the bar did to us in real life, but I've worked through that. And short story is, I think every bartender treats me like that when I walk in. So I did not know how to act in bars. I didn't know how to order drinks. I was intimidated, and I thought Luke Skywalker almost got killed for this. I can't. So that when I was in my early 20s and I was a late bloomer heading out to these spots, I had that in my mind. I've worked past that. I'm pretty good in bars. I'm pretty comfortable in bars, but I like what Garces offers, which is true sanctuary, community. You walk in, they know your name. They want you here. It might be a little more expensive, but you got good people around you. You got some live music going. I know you do a cantina as well, but I just feel at home there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You make the great where everybody knows your name point, the famous lyric from the theme song for Cheers. Celebrating the warmth and the safety of a friendly drinking establishment. And for years, I think people have made a sort of Cheers Chalmers mashup joke because those were both in the pop culture. But in some ways, Garces is much more like a friendly version of where everybody knows your name. And I feel like in the cantina, if people know your name, it's probably because there's a bounty out on you. And it's not that welcoming.
Yeah, there's a reason we went almost our entire generation of fandom's lifetime not knowing his name was Boshek, right? It wasn't until later. Yeah. We didn't need to know his name. Need to know things.
Which you should remember because you've got a good Boshek vibe, Ken.
Yes. I think that's good.
It's a compliment for me. It's a compliment coming from me. Molly, you were saying that you would, which one would you drink at? If you could walk through a portal, which of these would you drink at?
I would probably want to order a fancy cocktail from Garce's Sanctuary. Mm-hmm. I think they probably are overpriced, but hopefully they're well-made and worth the price. I'm also thinking of who has the better bar trivia here. I love a good bar trivia. And so
and we would crush because all trivia is Star Wars trivia.
In Star Wars? In the galaxy far, far away. In fact, you would frighten people with what you know of, like,
that's a great point.
How did you
come from the future?
You think it's an easy question that Darth Vader is Anakin Skywalker?
Minds, you know? That's amazing. What happens to Ellen?
I love that. I feel like Garce would pride herself on doing different types of trivia, you know, having different people in there hosting trivia. And, you know, I don't know if Chalmers, if anyone there is interested in playing bar trivia. And if they did, they would probably beat. So.
I've been in those ones where you look around at the end of the game and it's like you and another table are playing and everyone else is out. They're done.
Yeah.
Alex, for the portal question, you go into which one?
I also think I choose the Sanctuary because I don't know for sure that I want a nice cocktail, but I want the option. And I'm sure the Sanctuary also has like a cheap beer if that's what I wanted to go for.
Yeah.
So I can pick and choose, especially if I only get like limited time to be there. I think I'd feel like there were better options and more options at the Sanctuary.
Yeah. Jennifer, how about you for the portal question?
I would go, I'm the only one, Chalmers Cantina. And the reason why was because I feel like Garce's is more like CNBC. It's like the Chateau Marmont here in Hollywood or a Hollywood club.
That's big accusations.
I mean, listen, because they might even put up like a rope outside. Am I going to even be able to get in? I know at Chalmers, I'm not a droid. I can get in, right? And I can just be me. I don't have to worry about like any, nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to look at me. Like, it doesn't matter. I just blend in the background. But Garce's, I do feel more like there's going to be a lot more celebrities, like Star Wars celebrities there.
I mean, can I want to refute a little bit. I think you're confusing clean for exclusive. I think that's what's going on.
I'm in the Canto Bight Casino, not.
Yeah, I mean, it's still Tatooine, right? It was
right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. You're still getting clientele of all different kinds. Yeah, I think the thing that would tip it over for me, I would walk through the portal and I would go to Sanctuary. And yes, it is about like what kind of bizarre space cocktails does Garce Whip have? But I think it's also that in the real world, I have got a tiny taste of Chalmers between like the Scum and Villainy pop-up, which is now a normal place that I can walk to if I want. The Oga's Cantina in Galaxy's Edge is it's not Chalmers, but it's a little bit more on the Chalmers side. It's a little bit, it's kind of a family-friendly dive bar, but it's a little bit of that vibe. And Garce's, maybe Garce's was like the bars on the cruise ship, the fake the Star Cruiser.
Oh, the Halcyon.
Yeah. But I haven't experienced that, so I'd want to try to experience that. I think the other controversial thing we need to talk about, and Jennifer's already ready to go, is music.
I knew you were going there. I knew it.
Yeah. So talk to me about music, Jennifer.
This is where I really don't know because, you know, the modal nodes set the standard, no pun intended.
Yeah.
I know they're going to always play good music.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other side, we got Max Rebo, right? I don't know, but they're only a trio. They're not, right? There's only three of them.
Yeah, at least so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going with modal nodes.
This 100%. Is a whole separate episode of Subjective Force that we're now trying to cram in.
Right. So true. Which is music versus whatever.
Yeah. Ken?
Yeah, I'd love the wailing of some jizz, man. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that. And clip that out all you want. It's not that I don't love Chalmers. It's not that, you know, I could be pushed off Garce's Sanctuary a bit here. And I think going back to what you're saying, Jen, earlier when I was trying to refute to, in general, but I think the vibe, there's a little bit of perhaps some gentrification going on with Garces. I'm not accusing her of some of the negative aspects of that, but it might. What was it before? You know, was it a complete, you know, was it called the pit? Like Slash's snake pit on Sunset here? Or Melrose? Was it called the pit and she cleaned it up too much? I don't know. Maybe that's what you're feeling. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. But when it comes to the music, I do think it's a little – this is nothing against Max. I should have worn my Play It Again Max Brian Ward t-shirt. That would have tipped my hand too much. But I do think that the modal nodes – figuring down the modal nodes, man, like that – I'd have to experience that once.
Yeah. This one is a nightmare to me because I want to see the modal nodes. I want to be able to dance to the classic songs. I'll probably get shot if I dance. I don't think dancing's allowed.
Do you sit or stand at Chalmers?
I sit very quietly in the corner and pay someone else to order my drink from Wuher. That's how I handle Chalmers myself. I want to experience that music. But to see an Astromech drummer. The Astromech drummer is one of my favorite characters in modern Star Wars. So cool to see how it all works up close. And I could probably ask the droid for an autograph afterwards. I don't think I can ask the modal nodes for an autograph. But Molly, how does the music affect you in these two establishments?
I don't think I could pass up getting to see Max Rebo play live. That would be a life-changing experience for me, I think. Especially if he...
This is the better place to see him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that's true. Like, I don't know that these bands are solely playing at these locations every single day. They might pop around a little bit. But especially if Max Rebo has that voice that he has in the audiobooks and the Lego games. Just like that.
And Robot Chicken.
Very sensual voice.
Can you do an impression of his sensual voice for those of us who are maybe not as familiar with Max Rebo's?
Alex.
Oh, man, I gotta get to the gig.
Oh, no.
Listen to his audiobook story from the certain point of view. Return of the Jedi, right? Yeah. It's hilarious.
Okay. All right. Alex, how are you affected by the music choice?
Look, I love the modal nodes, but they're basically a one-hit wonder. We've got two songs from them ever. Max Rebo has three in Return of the Jedi alone.
One of them people really dislike, right?
Whatever, it's a bop. And then he's got like another one or two in The Book of Boba Fett. So I want to go see Max Rebo. I also love the little drummer droid. I'm Max all the way. I have a ton of Max Rebo merch. I don't think I have any Biff.
Yeah. You don't have any impressions of their sultry voices. Oh, but I mean, I would be, it's Mad About Me and Dune Sea Special, right? Those are the two Cantina Band modal nodes.
Mad About Me. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. I would so mad about life if I risked my life at Chalmers Cantina to see the modal nodes and they did not play Mad About Me. Like, that would be horrible. I would be so upset. Yeah. I would rip some arms out.
Or worse, they're not there. You walk in, it's only Toro Calican in a corner. Humming.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Toro Calican with his space guitar. That would cause me some.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
one size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Violence. All right.
Now, if Dr. Mandibles is there.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what I was.
I'm interested.
Yeah. That's where I want to go next is we've talked about vibe. We talked about music. Now we can talk about clientele. Like, which one would we want to experience based on who is in it? And we all agree that Chalmers is a little scarier. There's some rougher clientele. But like with Dr. Mandibles, is it like I can't pass up seeing somebody that weird. For me, I'd love to see Kate. Molly, which one has the clientele that you want to meet and smell in real life?
Well, it feels like at Chalmers, that's the kind of dive bar that you might try to go to and see a celebrity sighting, maybe that a celebrity that it's trying not to be seen. Mm. You know, a celebrity would go to Garces to be seen. Mm. If Han and Chewie are there, they're thinking like, this is our place. This is our hangout spot. But like, if I saw them there, I'd be like fangirling out and I'd get kicked out probably.
That would be, if we walked into Chalmers just as us, we would weird everyone out. Be like, oh my God, it's Muff-Tac. Why do you care?
Right.
Is Lax Sivrak here? Are we in that reality? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so great. Alex, do you have, I know you want to see Max Rebo, but for other clientele, is there anybody that tips you into wanting to be in the cantina?
Yeah, I think I like the characters that you would see in Chalmers more.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Black Chrysanthemum is probably the most like interesting person that walked into the sanctuary from what I can recall in Book of Boba Fett, but everyone... everyone in Chalmers is like, they clearly have a story to tell. And that's why like they got a whole book of short stories about them. That's why from a certain point of view spent so much time in the cantina is because every single one of them sparks the imagination. So I'd want to hang out with them and just like cross my fingers that no one lost an arm.
Arms have been lost in both establishments, so they're even
that's
up there, right?
Yeah. That's fair.
Do you prefer a lightsaber or a Wookiee pole? Jennifer, creatures are so close to your heart. Aliens. Is this a big vote for Chalmers for you as well?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I love to people watch, or in this case, I guess, you know, alien creature watch. And I think part of the fun of it when you go to any dive bar is seeing who are the regulars that go every week. What is their story, right? That's what I would be interested about, you know, either learning about or making it up while I'm watching them sipping my drink. It's so entertaining.
Yeah. And now, is it just that I mean, the Sanctuary had great background characters, but is it just that we're desensitized to, like, we recognize all of those aliens, whereas the Cantina, since it was, you know, canonically in our real world, the first was the explosion of new and weird, and we've lived with it for a long time. So is it that the actual background aliens are more interesting, or just we have a longer relationship with them, as opposed to the Sanctuary is just like, yep, that's a Trandoshan, seen it.
I think it's a longer relationship kind of thing, especially, like you said, some people know those aliens by different names because that's what the toys were called before they had names. Yeah. So I think it's just something you know from childhood.
I really love Alex's thought of just shocking people. I want to walk into the canteen and go, "Where are your flippers, walrus man?" And
which hands do you have?
Show me your hands.
Show me your hands, walrus man.
Right. People would be going up to Max Rebo asking to see his butt crack.
Oh, yes.
Show me your butt, Max.
Peeking around.
Do you have just legs or arms and legs? Stand up right now.
That, there's a special room for that in the back.
And which clientele do you want to see?
See, this is where I'm being pushed off a little bit, and I didn't expect it. And quite frankly, Jen, you might have won the argument because now I'm starting to see where you were going with it, where it's a vibe check. I do believe, look, just out of the story, we've spent so many decades, quite frankly, with Chalmers that we're just more, familiar with those characters, so we want to spend time with them. I get that. But putting that aside, I take it in the real world. Two bars that I've spent a lot of time at different eras of my life. One, you know well, Joseph La Poubelle. Mm-hmm. And that's a spot where, like, I accidentally shoulder-checked Justin Long at the height of his Justin Longness, right? That was a place for – but there wasn't going to be a conversation with him. Not that he was unapproachable, but it was like, oh, my God, it's Justin Long. This other place I used to go, Timmy Nolan's Pub in Toluca Lake, which is now gone, Keanu Reeves was a regular there. And no one dealt with him as Keanu Reeves. It was like Keanu. And Jim Mora, retired NFL coach, were there. And he was just at the bar answering questions and hanging out. And I think that's Chalmers a little bit. Where to Jen's point, I don't know if a red rope is going up at Garces, but I think I would be like, ooh, do not approach Fennec Shand. She just wants to be left alone. Oh, but I'm right. Where Chalmers, she'd be like Fenny. She'd be in the corner, but like, that's Fenny. She's here. She likes this. And I lean towards Chalmers for that. I'm trying to hold the Garces Sanctuary, but I'm leaning towards the vibe of Chalmers.
I like the argument that you're making where a dive bar is the comfort there is where everybody pretends they don't know your name.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Everybody leaves you be. All right. I think there's one other very important factor we need to consider here as we head toward making our final decision. And that's looking at the Wikipedia entries for these two places. They both have some good sentences. Chalmers says, although a dimly lit tavern known for frequent outbreaks of violence, it was a popular stopping point for pilots, smugglers, bounty hunters, aliens, misfits, and renegades. So the violence seems to be a big part of the charm. But this is very important about Garces Sanctuary. The establishment was complete with a bar, gambling tables, and live music, and was even alive with helmet cleaning.
So, cool helmet clean. And you can get your Gamorreans washed, let's not forget.
So does the advanced services offered at the Sanctuary, Jennifer, does helmet cleaning and Gamorrean washing factor into your decision?
No, not at all. It's like when I go to the mall and they have a car wash service. I'm going to the mall. I don't even have my car washed. I'll go to a car wash if I want my car washed. I'll go to a helmet cleaning place if I want my helmet cleaned.
I'll go to the Gamorrean showers if I want my Gamorreans cleaned.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's a grooming salon.
Yeah. Molly, does the all the cleaning services offered at Garza make any difference to you?
No, that just, to me, it sounds like just people wanting tips. I'm going to just pass on all of that stuff.
Yep. Alex, do we need anything cleaned?
No, I feel like that's actually a mark against the sanctuary, because I don't want to have to say, no, I don't want my helmet cleaned or my Gamorreans washed. I'm just here for a drink. Like, I don't want to be bothered other than that. So that's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. Stop upselling me. Ken,
yeah.
Exactly. Do you need your hat cleaned at Garza's sanctuary?
This is, I can't, these hats are out of print, by the way, this particular cut of the hat. So yes, I do want my hat cleaned, because it needs to be cleaned. I only have one left. I'm trying, look, and as someone who worked at a mall that did offer valet and car washing, you know, have you tried it, Jen? Have you tried it?
No, I have not. But it's expensive.
It's expensive.
It's more expensive. Yeah.
And often shady employees are hired by these contract companies. That's all I'll say. God, I'm trying to hold to the Garza sanctuary here, and you're all beating me upside the head with your dirty helmets.
All right, let's all look inside our dirty helmets and see what our true answer is. Jennifer, I feel nothing has moved you even slightly from Chalmers Cantina.
I'll just say which one is still standing.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I was looking at the Wikipedia for Garza's Sanctuary, and under appearances, the chapter 7 of Book of Boba Fett, it just says in parentheses, wreckage only.
Oh.
Look, man.
Just the wreckage.
In the last couple of weeks, Jennifer Landa has danced on the grave of dead movie critics, and now the sanctuary.
Yeah. You guys, I don't know, maybe it's...
Not a lot of sanctuaries around these days.
My culture.
No. All right. Well, that is that's a clear vote for. I like that. That's the whole sort of like roach vote. Like it survives anything. Chalmers is still standing, filthy still standing. As it is. Ken, I'm going to come back to you because I know you've been tortured.
I'm tortured.
Where are you at?
I think I'm actually leaning towards Chalmers now. I am still curious what cocktails they have at the sanctuary. I would be probably scared the entire time I was at Chalmers, but I still want to give it a shot.
Yep. Yep. You know, I'll go because I think I'm going to stick to sanctuary. It's really, really hard to pass from Chalmers. But I think the thing for me is the dive bar, there are dive bars I'm really comfortable at, and then there are dive bars where like, oops, no, this really is for the neighborhood, and everything about me is screaming, I don't belong here, I'm disruptive, I'm just trying to order a whiskey and get out as quickly as possible. But I've had like the real world experiences that are similar, but the sanctuary, I know I'm going to be able to have a conversation with the bartender. They're going to make me some weird cocktail that I've never been able to have. I'll never have again anywhere but that place. I can have months old Jack and Coke anywhere, and I'll get to see the little drummer droid, as Alex said. So I got to go with sanctuary, as painful as it is, which brings us to Molly's vote. We got, I think, two for Chalmers, one for Garza's sanctuary. Where are you at?
I really thought I was going to go Garza on this, but I think I'm saying Chalmers.
Wow.
I think my love for dive bars is kind of taken over here. And I want to be able to go into a place where they probably have picklebacks for me, and I can buy a round of picklebacks for whoever else wants one, and then hopefully make some new friends.
That's true. On my friend's bar crawl, I started a tradition where we all get watermelon shooters at this one place, and everybody loves and hates this tradition. And I bet Chalmers has watermelon shooters. Ken, the pressure has been taken off. Garza's has no chance. It has already been blown up in a voting explosion. You can just follow your heart and it won't change things.
I still blame Mock Shays. Look, like I think I'm still fighting in my soul for Garza's being more of a clean dive than a highfalutin place, but there's been a lot of cases presented, a lot of evidence in this case today presented against Garza's. I still absolutely love it, but maybe I'm starting to face the truth, Joseph, here that I need to maybe conquer the fear that Wuher and Chalmers put into me. This is, I've mentioned before in the show, but the Double Down Saloon in Vegas, where they're drink of their watermelon shooters is called ass juice. It's a different vibe there, and we got challenged. Our table got challenged, where a local looked at us and just said, "This place is going to hell," as he stared at all of us waiting to do something. And I got a friend who've never returned, but maybe I need to. Maybe I need to go back to Chalmers, where everybody doesn't really want to know your name. The music is great, and you know what? I don't ever order fancy cocktails. I'm a rum and coke guy. That's all I need. Bottom of the barrel rum's fine. I think you all convinced me. I think Chalmers my answer.
Well, there you go. Ken is going to go.
Ass juice.
What's that?
Get Ken Greedo's ass juice.
You can go to Chalmers and everybody will leave Keanu Reeves alone while he drinks Greedo's ass juice. I think that's a solid, sensible. Well, you've all made me ashamed because...
No.
You know, I'm not going to say a martini is a fancy cocktail. It's two bleeping ingredients, and the original. It's the T-Rex of cocktails. If a place that has cocktails, they have a neon picture of a bleeping martini. It's not. Anyway. However.
I mean, it's not a fancy cocktail until you try to order one in London, which I've witnessed, and it doesn't go well.
It went well.
It's not a fancy cocktail until you have one made terribly, and then you're like, this takes some finesse.
I have had experiences where I've asked dive bars, can you make a martini? And they're like, I'll figure it out. And then like, my God, what did you put in here? It's amazing. It's amazing. I was just going to wrap up by saying it is funny that we all talked about our different levels of fear. You guys are all going to Chalmers. I'm going to the sanctuary, and I'm the one who's going to get blown up. You guys are all going to have a good time without me. Very, very sad. Anyway, that is our big look at Chalmers Cantina versus Garza Fwipp's Sanctuary. Ken, you want to take us home?
I do. This is the Force Center podcast feed, and we can be found on a lot of spots. Just search. You'll find us. We're on Twitter and Threads at Force Center Pod. Facebook page is Force Center Podcast. Instagram, YouTube, you might be watching here. Hit that bell. Subscribe if you would like to. You can also support us directly at patreon.com/ForceCenter. Also, a merch available at tpublic.com/user/ForceCenter. I still think you can get the prequelist shirt. This is an old school shirt that I'm wearing here. Pulled it out of storage and showing it off here today. So go there if you want merch. Follow me at Ken Napsok or my website, KenNapsok.com. Joseph, where can they find and follow you, sir?
Yeah, you can find me on all the social media. My handle is at Joseph Scrimshaw. Unless it somehow collapsed, please find me on Blue Sky. I'm enjoying the vibe there. It's the Garza Fwipp sanctuary of social media sites.
It kind of is. Jen, what dive bar are you tweeting in?
You can find me on all the social media sites at Jennifer Landa or TikTok, which kind of is like the fun dive bar, at Jennifer Landa 1138.
It's a clean bar indeed. Alex Molly, thank you as always for joining us. Mm-hmm. We love hanging out with all of you here. Links down below where to find them. But anything you want to highlight and anything we need to know as you sign out?
Not really. We're just at Star Wars Explained talking about Star Wars on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok.
There you go. Molly?
You can find me at Molly Damon on Twitter, Molly Mander on Instagram, Star Wars Explained talking Star Wars. We'll be covering The Bad Batch every Wednesday, doing live shows, talking about that. So that's what we got coming up.
There you go.
You can also find me over on A Certain Point of View talking all things pop culture.
There you go. Find us, buy us a drink, and maybe we'll serve you Greedo's head. We'll see you next time here on Subjective Wars on Force Center.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.